The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Cosi. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Cosi starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Cosi.org.
You have to understand how things are up here.
Hey guys, it's your ghost John, and welcome to What Is It? One of our too many episodes that come out every week. Please also consider tuning in to our hour-long episodes that come out every Wednesday. And don't forget to Google the 21CD podcast and follow us everywhere. And to check out 21CDstudios.com for updates, merch, and links to our other places. Now let's get into it. Trolls are mythological creatures. They're found primarily in the folklore of Scandinavia, though they do have counterparts in several other cultures as well. And they're often depicted as these sort of large, grotesque beings, sometimes resembling giants or ogres, with very rough and rugged features. And trolls are known for their strength, and their nature varies from being slow-witted and brutish to more cunning and malevolent, depending on the tale. In Norse mythology, trolls are generally hostile to humans, dwelling in remote mountains, caves, or even deep forests, and they're often associated with nature and this wilderness that we have taken over and are said to live very far from civilization. Many stories describe them as nocturnal beings who turn to stone when they're exposed to sunlight, a motif made famous by Scandinavian legends and fairy tales. Some tales portray trolls as guardians of hidden treasures or ancient wisdom, but most emphasize their threat to travelers, especially those who wander into their domains uninvited. In more modern adaptations, like those found in literature, fantasy, and pop culture, trolls have taken on various forms. They can range from these monstrous adversaries in epic tales like The Lord of the Rings to more comical or even endearing versions, as seen in children's stories and animated films. In Norse mythology, trolls are typically giant-like beings that dwell in the wilderness, particularly in mountains, caves, and forests, and they might be some form of Nephilim. They are often described as grotesque, with large noses, unruly hair, and features resembling the rugged landscape that they inhabit. Trolls are usually considered antagonistic to humans, and they embody chaos and the dangers of the untamed natural world. And they're commonly depicted as slow, dim-witted, and easily tricked, but extremely strong and powerful at the same time. Many Norse legends feature trolls as adversaries that humans must outwit or defeat. One of the key elements of troll lore in Scandinavia is their vulnerability to sunlight. Many tales state that trolls turn to stone or crumble into dust when exposed to daylight. And this motif appears in the famous Icelandic saga Edda and various other folk tales where humans use the trolls' aversion to sunlight against them. And when I go to Iceland next week, I will take some pictures of what the Icelanders believe are examples of trolls that have turned to stone in their wild landscape. In Swedish and Norwegian folklore, trolls come in various sizes and shapes. Some are as large as mountains even, while others are smaller and they have a much more human-like appearance. They're often connected to specific natural landmarks. For example, certain boulders or rock formations are said to be trolls turned to stone by the rising sun. And these trolls are generally portrayed as creatures living in very small family units, hidden deep within the mountains or, like we said, the dense forests of other places. Stories often highlight their very capricious nature, and they can be mischievous, kidnapping humans or livestock, and occasionally they can also be helpful or even neutral. In many tales, they are especially hostile to Christian symbols and places, which reflects the conflict between pagan beliefs and Christianity during the Middle Ages, and might even be one more lick of evidence that they are some kind of Nephilim being. Icelandic folklore features some of the most colorful and varied descriptions of trolls, and they are typically enormous beings who live in these remote mountains and fjords. Icelandic trolls are notorious for their violent behavior, such as kidnapping humans to eat them or use them for labor. However, some stories also depict them as solitary and melancholy figures, living on the fringes of human society, longing for some kind of companionship or being extremely curious about human life. The story of Grilla is a famous example. She's this giantess and a troll who comes down from the mountains around Christmas time to snatch misbehaving children. In British folklore, trolls often are seen with other creatures like giants or ogres. And in Scotland, there are tales of trolls, which are troll-like beings that live underground or in mounds and are known for abducting humans, particularly infants. Once again, we see this connection to beings that might sound more fae-like. These trolls are usually malevolent, and they dwell in dark places, and they're very capable of magical feats, or as we call it, magic, powerful feats like shape-shifting. In Germany, trolls are less prominent, but they are still referenced in some regional tales. These creatures that are known as trolls in Germany or Germanic folklore are often described as spirits of nature and or malevolent fairies even, and they live in these dark woods or these remote mountains or even ruins, like many Scandinavian counterparts. In Finnish and Sami folklore, trolls called paiko in Finnish, they share similarities with those found in Scandinavian legends, and they are creatures of the wilderness, living in caves, under bridges, and they can be either helpful or harmful depending on how they are treated. These stories sometimes describe them as guardians of nature and natural places, emphasizing their connection to the land and its unseen forces. Trolls, of course, very frequently represent the wild, untamed aspects of nature, and they are closely tied to the earth. They embody this mysterious and sometimes threatening force that we get about the natural world. The trope of trolls turning to stone or being destroyed by sunlight is a common feature in many troll legends, including those of Iceland. It symbolizes their deep, nocturnal sort of tendency and their extremely hidden nature that can only come out in the dark. Although trolls are frequently depicted as very large and brutish, they are often bested by humans. And we do this through our cleverness and trickery because trolls are quite dumb. So we see that wit and intelligence typically triumph over brute strength in this particular aspect. With the spread of Christianity in Northern Europe, trolls are often depicted as antagonistic elements of Christian beliefs and symbols. Trolls hate churches, and they hate crosses. Some stories suggest that they even fear the sound of church bells. And, you know, that really opened up a rabbit hole for me, because there have been times where humans have for some reason or another, deliberately hidden their church bells. And it would be interesting to see how much of that has to do with this belief in some kind of spiritual being or spiritual world around them. In contemporary culture, trolls have evolved into many forms, from these fearsome monsters in fantasy literature to sometimes comical characters in movies and children's stories. They continue to be this sort of symbol of the unknown, right? The uncanny, and they are somewhere between the natural world and the supernatural. Trolls have a rich and varied presence in folklore, though. We can't forget. These stories have been being told for a long time, and they're likely to continue for much more time, probably as long as humans are out there. And that does make me ask myself, why? If they're not real, why have tales of them lasted for so long through so many different cultures and so many different types of people? What made us believe in them in the first place, and why are we still telling their stories? We've already kind of said that trolls are usually depicted as large, kind of lumbering figures, but some people say that they can shapeshift, and that might imply that you might come in contact with a troll without even knowing it. In Scandinavian folklore, certain trolls can disguise themselves as humans or even animals to deceive people. A troll might appear as a beautiful young woman or even a lost child and lure travelers deeper into their domain where they will eventually meet their demise. In some Icelandic tales, trolls can transform into rocks or trees to blend seamlessly into the landscape. This ability to change shape makes them quite unpredictable, and it really adds an element of danger to encounter them. And, you know, honestly, it could also be that they enter into sort of a hibernistic state where they wait for better times for them before they shapeshift back into their true form. In Norwegian and Swedish folklore, trolls are often associated with music, particularly fiddle playing. Some stories suggest that trolls are skilled musicians who play hauntingly beautiful music to enchant humans. In a well-known Norwegian folktale, a young man named Fanatolin learns to play the fiddle from a troll, gaining both incredible musical skill and a little bit of supernatural power as well. Trolls' music is said to have this powerful property, and it's able to lure people into dance until they collapse from exhaustion. And in that way, we see a correlation to the fae yet again. Many troll legends connect them to hidden treasures buried deep in the earth. In Nordic folklore, trolls are often portrayed as these guardians of metals and jewels or ancient artifacts, and they're believed to hoard these treasures in their lairs like dragons or dwarves. And their lairs might be these caves, they might be mounds, it could be large rock outcroppings. These stories are very reminiscent of the dwarves, if you just think about it for a little bit, because they were also known for their smithing skills and these hidden riches and secret powers. And some tales claim that humans who stumble upon a troll's treasure might actually become incredibly wealthy, but at some terrible cost, such as being pursued by the troll or going insane. Like many supernatural creatures in European folklore, trolls are believed to have a profound fear or aversion to iron, which might be one reason we don't see many of these creatures anymore. We live in a very iron and steel world. This belief likely stems from iron's association with human civilization, right? Industry, weaponry. In some tales, carrying a piece of iron, such as a knife or a horseshoe, can protect you from a troll's malevolent influence. This fear of iron aligns with the many broader European folk traditions where they say that iron is used to ward off evil, spirits and witches and other dangerous beings such as the fae or trolls. And even though trolls are generally considered hostile or indifferent to humans, some lesser-known stories do explore more nuanced relationships, right? In Icelandic and Scandinavian folklore, for instance, there are tales of humans who have even married trolls and had children with them. And these unions are fraught with challenges, as you can imagine, such as cultural differences and the trolls' inability to live in daylight. Children born from these unions often have unique abilities or unusual features that reflects their sort of hybridness, their hybrid nature, their dual heritage. One such story is the Icelandic saga of Hildur, Queen of the Elves, where a human man marries this troll or elf woman only to struggle with the differences between their worlds. In other Scandinavian myths, trolls are credited with being able to build very large ancient structures, particularly bridges, churches, and even fortresses. And they're often described as being incredibly strong and capable of constructing these projects overnight. There are a ton of landmarks in Norway and Sweden, and Iceland for that matter, that are named after trolls, reflecting local legends of these creatures shaping the literal landscape around them. Trollstigen, it means troll's path in Norse, and it's in Norway. It's this serpentine mountain road named for a legend where trolls actually built the path. An unusual aspect of some troll lore is this idea that they're obsessed with cleanliness, particularly with regard to their homes. In a few Swedish and Norwegian stories, trolls are depicted as living in meticulously kept homes with their mountain caves. And these homes are said to be filled with treasure, precious stones and gold, silver, but they're also carefully organized and honestly spotless. If a human visitor happens upon a troll lair, they might be amazed at its cleanliness and the troll's careful attention to domestic chores. Not all troll interactions with humans are negative. In some tales, trolls are shown to even help us in agriculture. Stories from the Faroe Islands tell of trolls helping farmers by planting crops or herding livestock. And these islands are very close to Iceland as well. This help often comes with conditions, though. If the human betrays the troll's trust or fails to uphold their end of an agreement, the troll's kindness could turn to anger, and that's not very good for the human in most cases. Male trolls are typically described as these monstrous, brutish creatures, right? But female trolls often have a more sort of complex depiction. In many stories, they are actually stunningly beautiful, with long hair, they're very seductive, they have really good manners, but they're also like flirty, and they have one hidden flaw. It's basically a cow's tail or some kind of hollow back that resembles a tree trunk, and it's just one of the weird things about female trolls. And these trolls, they might lure men into the forest, enchant them with their beauty or demand their love, and then maybe they'll eat them or whatever comes next. But these females, they can also be formidable protectors of their land, punishing those who disrespect them or trespass without nature. One of the lesser known aspects of trolls is this aversion to Christian symbols and relics. In some legends, trolls are actually unable to, like we said before, stand the sound of church bells. And there's been a lot of inventions involving sound that have been completely nerfed. And that does make you wonder why. We even use sound as a weapon in many cases, in the military and in propaganda. Psychological operations, sound is quite a weapon. But these trolls, you know, they can't stand the sound of bells. And there's tales in Norway and Sweden where they're driven away by the construction of a new church or the installation of these church bells. And it sort of limits their territory in a way. I find this very interesting. The trolls might try to sometimes throw stones or boulders at churches to destroy it, and they rarely succeed, but there are stories of this happening. In some Scandinavian myths, trolls are depicted as having two heads, which is another interesting little side mission to research. Sometimes they have more than two heads, and that only makes them uglier, right? And these trolls are often obviously much more dangerous than their single head counterparts, and they possess this enhanced strength and cunning. In some cases, the extra head actually represents a kind of dual nature of increased power, and it kind of reflects the status as one of the more formidable foes in battle or in contests of wit. So as you can see, trolls are quite interesting creatures, right? The ambivalence of trolls is a key feature, though. We should remember that. They're not bound by human moral codes. They often operate according to a logic that is completely alien to humans. I think we as humans, when we look at cryptids, we ask ourselves, are they good? Are they bad? A lot of these cryptids are neither good nor bad. They just are. In many stories, like we've been seeing, trolls are portrayed as protectors of the natural world. They care about the earth that we're supposed to care about as well, by the way. And they punish humans that desecrate or exploit nature, such as, you know, by cutting down trees or polluting rivers or building atrocious cities or encroaching on their domains. We can see that trolls are not really good or evil. They don't hunt us down to hurt us, but they're defenders, rather, of their own space and their own resources. And although some folklore might like draw parallels between trolls and demons, especially if you're a Christian, because Christianity influenced many of the older beliefs, these comparisons are usually symbolic and not so much literal. Trolls are not typically seen as agents of Satan or imps under his control. Unlike demons in Christian theology, trolls don't have any intrinsic mission to corrupt or destroy human souls, as far as we know. They're not associated with the hell or the Christian concept of evil in a theological sense. Trolls actually are seen as more elemental than anything else. They sort of embody the untamed and mysterious aspect of nature, of the world. They don't have a lean good or evil, toward good or evil. They represent forces beyond human control. We can't even really understand what their purpose is, and that's why we oftentimes don't believe in them, right? Overall, it's more accurate to view trolls as just these autonomous entities who just are in the world with us, and we simply don't understand them at all. But what should you do in the rare situation that you do come across a troll? I'm going to Iceland next week. I'm extremely excited about it. I keep telling you guys it. You guys are probably getting tired of it, but wait till you see the movie I film. So I'm asking myself, what do I do if I find one? Well, if you ever do find yourself face to face with a troll, right? By examining all this folklore and this oral history, all these tales, we're able to develop several strategies for how to handle this encounter. Trolls are unpredictable and they can be quite dangerous. So it's best, obviously, to be prepared. Don't get caught with your pants down with the troll around. And stay calm. Don't panic. Trolls are often depicted as powerful, but they're not necessarily quick to act. So your first priority should just be stay calm. Panicking could make the situation worse, you know, or it could cause you to make a stupid decision. Trolls vary in temperament. Some are hostile right away, while others might be curious or, you know, even indifferent. They don't care about you at all. Try to gauge the troll's mood. Are they aggressive, wary, curious, or are they just watching you too? How they're behaving might give you clues on how to react. Trolls are generally known to be territorial, as we've been seeing. If you appear non-threatening and show that you're just there to you know, pass through and not encroach on their territory, they might be less inclined to attack you. So don't look at them straight in the eye, because that's often seen as a challenge, and keep your distance. You know, if the troll hasn't noticed you, just try to get out of there. Back away quietly without really drawing any attention. And if they have noticed you, but they're not really reacting aggressively, just continue to maintain that safe distance and don't really make any sudden movements that could startle them. Treat them a bit like a shark, okay? Many troll stories, like we've seen, show that they can't really stand sunlight or the daytime. So use that to your advantage. If it is daylight or you have like a flashlight, you could use it to your advantage by shining it toward the troll to deter them or to lead them into the daylight where they might turn to stone. Reflective surfaces like mirrors can also be incredibly effective, as trolls don't really like bright or flashing lights. Be polite and even speak using flattery. Speak in a calm, respectful manner, and if possible, maybe even compliment them, especially if they're women. Compliment their strength or their appearance. They also seem to enjoy riddles and actual clever conversation, if anybody out there is still capable of that in this modern age. So engaging in a way that shows respect for their intelligence or cunning could buy you some time, even win you some favor, maybe make you rich. And if you have food, drink, or some kind of small valuable object, maybe you can give it to them as a token of respect, because trolls are often portrayed as being extremely interested in human goods, especially things that they find curious or rare. I'm going to be bringing a harmonica for just so everybody knows. So maybe if I don't come back with a harmonica, it's because I gave it to a troll and that was my way out. That was my survival trick. That's how I escaped the trolls. So what do you guys think? You guys find any belief in these trolls, or do you think they're just all myth and legend? Why have we been telling their stories for so long? Are they just that interesting, or is there something to them? What do you guys think? Don't drink the water and question everything.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall. With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn. But hurry, these offers won't last forever. Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No